Luke chapter number 1. The Lord has given me a little thought, and He's made it big in my heart and in my life. I want to read these verses this morning out of Luke chapter number 1. I want to begin reading in verse number 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now just why do you think that God chose Mary? Why did God choose this poor little peasant girl that lived in a small village? Why was she chosen? Well, I see quickly five things, but I don't know that these five things are exactly why she was chosen, but they are good character to see. The first one is that she was pure. The Bible says in verse 27 that she was a virgin. And today we live in an age in which virginity is mocked, and people scoff at folks being a virgin. But this young lady was pure. I ask you this morning, are you pure? Is your heart and life pure with the Lord? The second reason is because she was pardoned. Look with me in verse 47. She said, And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Not only was she pure, but she was pardoned. She believed the Lord, didn't she? She trusted God as her Savior. The third reason is because she was precious. She had a humble spirit about her. The Bible says that she was blessed among women. She was not above women. And that was her character. She wasn't going to try to be better than anybody else. She was just blessed among women. So she was precious in that she was humble. And then fourthly, she was prudent. The Bible says in verse 38, Be it unto me according to thy word. She was willing to be obedient to what God had planned for her life. How about you? Are you willing to let God use your life for his glory? And then verse 46, we see fifthly, she was praising. Because the Bible says, Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. What wonderful character she has to be pure, to be pardoned, to be precious and humble, to be prudent and obedient, and to be praising the Lord. And I wonder, those are reasons that she was chosen, I'm sure. But I wonder, in closing this morning, about this young lady who was so insignificant. Why was she really chosen? I'll tell you why I think. I believe it's because she was the least. There is a blessing. There is greatness in being the least. I wish I had time to preach it all to you because it's going to get big. But I want you to look at verse number 48. She said, For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. There is greatness in being the least, so insignificant. Think about the paradox of the least bringing forth the greatest of all the great. Think about the least significant person bringing forth the most important person. You think about the most despised. This young lady was despised. The most despised bringing in the most blessed. You think about the less than average bringing in the most amazing. Why was she chosen? Because she was willing to be least. Not just in her words, but in her everyday life. She was willing to be least. As I've studied this word over the last 2 weeks now, it keeps coming to my mind. Why was Mary chosen? She was willing to be least. And she was least. Why was Joseph chosen? This poor carpenter, I'll tell you why. It's because he was least. Friend, are you willing to be least? I hope our church had figured this out. I just want to be least. I don't want to be the greatest. Don't need to be the best. I just want to be the least. Think about what Paul said. I am less than the least of all the saints. He said, I'm the chiefest of sinners, but I'm less than the least. Think about what he said. I am the least of all the apostles. Hey, when you see your preacher, do you see the least? When you see this church, do you see the least? When you see your wife, do you see your husband, do you see the least? No, you're trying to see the best in them. That's what we're taught when we go to school. Look for the best, look for the best. Hey, God didn't come looking for the best. He come looking for the least. He said, I could take the least and turn them into the best. Not many mighty are called, and not many noble. No, he came to call the foolish things of this world that he might confound this world and all its wisdom. When God came looking, he came looking for the least. And that's what this young lady was.